Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on August 22nd regarding Kenneth Kanister, K-A-N-E-A-S-T-E-R. According to the records provided, Kenneth Kanister was seen at City MD on 2-2-22 for a new injury. Apparently he tripped while trying to climb up on cargo container and fell, landing on his hand and right knee. Period. He did have a history of right knee meniscal tear and surgery about 10 years earlier. Period. He underwent x-rays of the knee that showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. He was diagnosed with right knee injury and sprain, for which he was placed in a splint. Period. He was seen there again on 2-5-22 and on 2-8-22. Right at that last visit, he had tenderness of the medial joint line and healing abrasion over the patella. There was no edema, erythema, discharge, or ecchymosis. Period. He wanted to try full duty and was cleared to do so. Period. New paragraph on 2-14-22. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gonzalez. Period. He had gone back to work full duty for one day and had a recurrence of severe pain. Period. He had a prior meniscal tear and surgery in 2014. The details of surgery being uncertain. Period. Dr. Gonzalez also ascertained a history of diabetes type 2 and a stroke. Period. X-rays were repeated showing mild medial compartment narrowing, but there was no effusion, gamma fracture, or dislocation. Period. Soft tissues were unremarkable. Period. He had mild degenerative changes of the patellofemoral compartment. Period. He was rendered diagnosis of unilateral primary osteoarthritis, comma, right knee pain status post-occupational injury, comma, right knee sprain with medial collateral ligament, comma, rule out meniscal tear, comma, history of right knee arthroscopy secondary to meniscal tear, comma, and right knee osteoarthritis that was pre-existing. Period. He recommended an MRI of the knee. Period. This was done on and Dr. Gonzalez reviewed them on 3-7-22. Period. It revealed there was articular cartilage irregularity, as well as a bone contusion involving the medial femoral condyle. Period. He recommended him seeing one of the orthopedic sports medicine surgeons for consultation. Period. He was cleared for sedentary duty at that juncture. Period. In paragraph on 3-17-22, he was seen by Dr. Petrosini, P-E-T-R-O-S-I-N-I. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. He followed up through 4-28-22. Period. At that point, Mr. Kanister had completed therapy and maximized the benefit of treatment for his right knee contusion. But he has been returned to baseline with full range of motion, comma, normal gait, comma, and no effusion. Period. Range of motion was from 0 to 135 degrees with no limitation or pain at extremes of motion. Period. Strength was 5/5. Period. Muscle mass was poor bilaterally with deconditioning. Period. Negative McMurray's, comma, posterior drawer, comma, patellar apprehension, comma, Lachman, comma, and pivot shift test. Pivot gait was normal with nice heel-toe progression. He can hop on either leg and can walk without a limp. Period. We are also in receipt of the MRI report from 3/28/14 to be inserted. Period. This was done at the referral of Dr. Ahmad, A-H-M-A-D. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 2/2/22, Kenneth Canister fell forward onto his right knee and hand while at work. Period. This was superimposed upon a prior right knee meniscal injury treated surgically. Period. He was seen that same day at City MD, where x-rays showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was placed in a splint and in a non-weight-bearing status. Period. He followed up through 2/8/22 and was referred for specialist consultation. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gonzalez. Period. He noted the claimant's prior history and current presentation. Period. He rendered diagnoses as listed above. Period. New paragraph. He had Mr. Canister undergo a right knee MRI to be inserted here. Period. He had already undergone one on 3/28/14, which apparently was preoperatively from his earlier injury. Period. He saw Dr. Gonzalez through 4/28/22 when his clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. Mr. Canister was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. And period. In paragraph, I will rate this case for a diagnosis of knee contusion with underlying advanced osteoarthritis, status post meniscal surgery. Period. End.